This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial toll free to join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so you can Skype into the show and join us that way. Skype username is lrn.fm as we launch here into the second hour of the program. In the first hour, we discussed what it was like living outside of the United States for, in the case of the author that we were reading from theweek.com, for 5 years in Seoul, South Korea, and then coming back in. Actually, he didn't talk that much about his experience in Seoul, but only to compare it to what it was like when he came back to a small town in
Nebraska. Reverse culture shock.
Yeah, very interesting story. And then Hung Like Jesus called in to talk about his experience, similar experience, living in Japan for a year, and how he had a similar experience in that you're like a celebrity, even though you're not. You're just a celebrity because of the fact that you look different and people treat you differently, and they treat you kind of in a better way, even though, as he pointed out, that many of them have xenophobia. They're still treating you very, very nicely, asking you all kinds of questions, paying attention to you on the streets. And then after you're used to that kind of thing, you come back to the United States where you're just another person on the streets. Nobody pays attention to you at all. So very, very interesting, stark contrast there. If you'd like to share your experiences, you're still certainly welcome to do so. Also, coming up, the Airbnb lawsuit. They're suing Santa Monica over their local ordinances that effectively ban any kind of vacation rental services. We can tell you more about that coming up here. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Here's a story from a little bit earlier this year, but it came across my radar just recently, about an American missionary. It's from Vice News at Vice.com, who spent almost 2 years in a North Korean labor camp where 30 guards watched over only him as he toiled for more than 8 hours a day.
That is some special attention.
Sure is. He says those guards wanted to know all about America.
I'm sure they did.
How much does a house cost? Does everyone really own their own home and car? Those were the questions Kenneth Bay was asked by locals who were clueless about life in the United States. Now Bay, who was imprisoned in a foreigner's camp in Pyongyang for 735 days on charges of trying to overthrow the government, is promoting a new book that he penned about the ordeal and campaigning for the release of a Canadian pastor who's going through the same thing. Hyun Soo Lim, the 62-year-old leader of a 3,000-member church in Mississauga, Ontario, has been in detention since last February and is serving out a sentence of life with hard labor for crimes against the state.
And my guess is that in North Korea, when they say hard labor,
it's hard.
They're not talking about the same as, you know, here in the U.S., where technically you're sentenced to hard labor and you might have to work in the kitchen and cook the breakfast or wash the dishes.
Yeah, exactly. Here you're talking about being, well, let's just talk more about his story.
Here's a hammer. Go make that big rock into little rocks.
Yeah, and I remember seeing a Vice documentary where some of the prisoners were talking about North Korean prisoners in their own prison camps, because there's quite a few of those as well. We're talking about picking corn out of fecal matter in order to eat.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. North Korean prosecutors claim he entered the country more than 100 times under the false premise of humanitarian work while actually trying to overthrow the regime through religion. Because religion is a threat to the state in some ways, given that the state itself is a religious organization. They're very similar. The difference, or there's not really differences.
Specifically in North Korea, where the president is a deceased man that has been deceased for a long time, and it's his, you know, grandson that is sort of, you know, head of the government, but the original Kim, I forget his full name, he is president for life.
Right.
And
Kim Il-sung, I believe? There was Kim Jong Il prior to Kim.
Yes.
Kim Jong.
Current one is Kim Jong Un.
Right. So it was Kim Jong Il was his father.
Yeah, and his grandfather was Kim Il Sung.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, so he is the president for life, and he is sort of a deity figure in Korea. So for them, you know, their religion, saying that their religion is the state is not a lie because that is their religion.
Well, now, that's true. Wasn't there news that Kim Jong-un actually removed Kim Il-sung's visage from the currency?
I don't know.
It was one of those shocking things that nobody was really expecting to happen. But one of the arguments basically that has been made is that Kim Jong-un has been slowly moving the country in a more freedom-oriented direction. I mean, please take that with a huge grain of salt.
Killing a vice premier for, slouching during some kind of board meeting
is
not necessarily... Well, we don't know if he had fallen asleep or just slouched. In either case...
They shot him with an anti-aircraft gun, though, right?
Right. So killing somebody for that, not exactly a freedom-oriented direction.
I'm just saying, on the scheme of things in North Korea, to have a few reforms that push things in a more tolerant-oriented direction. I mean, obviously, you can give a bunch of examples of terrible things that are still going on there. But,
yes.
They are tolerating the black markets now more so than ever. And so there's some arguments to be made for that. Anyway, going on here. But certainly did not feel that way to Kenneth Bae, who was in prison for 735 days in North Korea. Anyway, North Korean prosecutors claim that the other guy, Hyun Soo Lim, the 62-year-old leader of the church in Ontario, was trying to overthrow the state. So while Lim's family has said it's unlikely he was doing missionary work on the trip, since he's been deliberate about not doing so every other time, Bae had, in fact, been bringing foreigners into the country not only to create cultural understanding and help its economy through tourism, but also to pray for the country's population. Jailed during his 18th visit to the Hermit Kingdom after accidentally bringing in a hard drive containing mission reports and video clips about North Korea made by Western media, Bae was taken from his hotel to the countryside by two agents, where he was interrogated and forced to write out his confessions. His details are in his book, which is called Not Forgotten, The True Story of My Imprisonment in North Korea. Now, this is one of those things where if you're going to go to North Korea, first of all, you really ought to take time to make sure you don't have anything that you forgot about. Like, you don't want to accidentally forget a flash drive that's in your bag, double-check, triple-check all the pockets in every bag and pair of pants or whatever it is that, you're going to be bringing over there. You don't want to just, oops, how'd that hard drive get in there with all these reports about North Korea on it? I mean, was it really an accident that he brought that in there, or was he trying to smuggle information into North Korea? If it was that he was trying to smuggle it in, I mean, I'm not saying don't do it, but just understand, you're at a high level of risk here. I mean, this is a serious, serious place to try to smuggle information into. And that's what some of these guys do. I mean, there are heroic smugglers who, rather than smuggling drugs, are actually smuggling flash drives with, like, television shows and movies from South Korea and the United States.
And books.
Correct. So anything that could challenge the status quo, anything that could get people to realize that there's this whole other world out there, that is a danger to the control of the North Korean state. And they will definitely punish you for it. Anyway, they wanted to know why I'd brought such disturbing material into the country, he said in an interview with Vice News. But the guards were never satisfied with his answers, and the questions only ended 4 weeks and 300 pages of written confession later. That's right, 300 pages of written confession, with Bae admitting that he was a missionary. For the next 2 years, he'd work 6 days a week, waking up at 6 a.m., having breakfast, praying for an hour, and heading to the bean field.
Surprised they let him pray.
I'm surprised they gave him a day off. When he'd stay from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., it wasn't uncommon in Cheshire County Jail to have 14 days in a row before you'd get a day off if you were on the work cruise. So,
how many hours a day were you working, though?
8 hours a day.
Okay.
He would be hospitalized multiple times and lose 60 pounds, burning far more calories than he was consuming through tiny meals of soup, rice, and vegetables. But still, he said, as a foreigner, his imprisonment, during which he had a room to himself with a bed and toilet in it, was likely cushier than what North Koreans themselves must go through. And that's according to his guards. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So not speculation in that case. 855-450-3733. More about his interactions with those guards. Again, he had 30 of them, all to himself. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you that coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well, so join us there at Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up here in about a week's time, it's going to be the fourth anniversary of Derek J's victimless crime spree's theatrical release. Woo-hoo. Yes, that's right. If you have yet to see the feature-length documentary film that I happen to be the executive producer of and co-star, I guess, victimlesscrimespree.com is where you can go to see it. It's all about Derek J. Freeman, who is a former co-host of Free Talk Live. He was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame, and thankfully he did not have to do hard labor. But you can find out what happened to him because we captured every single arrest on video. It makes for a really entertaining and in some ways very sad and in some ways very funny hour and a half long movie. So go and check it out for free online anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue here from vice.com, story about the gentleman who was detained in North Korea in a prison camp for 2 years of his life. He spent all day long, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., doing farming work 6 days a week, waking up at 6 a.m. He'd be hospitalized multiple times over that time frame where he was in prison. Lost 60 pounds because he was burning far more calories per day than he was consuming in his tiny meals of soup, rice, and vegetables. But as he points out, according to the guards that he had, and he had about 30 of them dedicated just to him, very efficient system they have over there in the North Korean prison. According to the guards, he actually had a pretty cushy life compared to the North Koreans themselves. He had a room to himself with a bed and a toilet in it. I mean, that sounds like, you know, typical jail to anybody that's been in jail here in the United States. But, of course, actually in jail you usually have a celly, although for a lot of my time I was alone as well. And
I'm trying to think, back when I was a prison guard, I think very few of the cells actually had two people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Over time, casual conversations with the guards turned into meaningful exchanges about the differences in life between the U.S. and North Korea. "There's nothing to envy, really," said Bae, recalling those who lived near the labor camp, walking 3 to 4 miles every day to get to work. That's normal daily life for them. "At the beginning, it was difficult because I speak the language, I was able to communicate. They were curious because what they were told by the media, and remember, in North Korea, the media is all state-run. If you have a radio, it's locked to the state radio station. If there's a television, you're watching state TV. So you do not get anything besides the state media unless you have some sort of smuggled media. But otherwise, you know, broadcast media, all controlled by the state. So what they were told by the media is that 1% of the people in the U.S. are rich and 99% of the people are poor."
Hey, Bernie Sanders says the same thing.
Well, it's probably true of North Korea as well, that most people live in the street and most don't have a house or a car.
In North Korea, it's probably 0.1% are rich, and everybody else, you know, is everybody else.
"I told them that's not true," he said. "They want to know how much money that you need to live with a family of four, things like that. I told them most people own a house and a car, and they said, well, that can't be right." Bae returned to the United States at the end of 2014 after President Barack Obama arranged for U.S. Intelligence Director James Clapper to fly to North Korea and secure the release. Although he doesn't know the details of the diplomatic maneuvers that took place behind the scenes, Bae has advice for the Canadian government on how to bring Lim, whom he believes is imprisoned in the same place that he was, home safely. Among Lim's crimes, according to North Korea, are harming the dignity of the supreme leadership, trying to use religion to destroy the North Korean system, disseminating negative propaganda about the North to Koreans overseas, helping American and South Korean authorities to lure and abduct North Korean citizens, and aiding their program to lure and abduct. Right, those poor North Koreans are just being lured into South Korea with all those cute girls dancing and all the wealth. Yeah.
Because it's so easy to cross the 2.5-mile-wide right. DMZ.
And aiding their programs to assist defectors from the North. According to Lim's family, the pastor was imprisoned during a regular humanitarian mission to the country where he looks after a nursing home, orphanage, nursery, and various other projects. When Canada's Global Affairs Department expressed dismay at the, quote, unduly harsh sentence handed down to Lim and Trudeau said, quote, issues about North Korea's governance and judicial system are well known. North Korea denounced the statements as malicious slander and slammed the Canadian government for picking a quarrel with our fair and just judicial decision. at this point, instead of pointing out whether Pastor Lim is innocent, asking the North Korean government to release Pastor Lim for humanitarian reasons like health issues, and also because this is too much for him to handle as a goodwill gesture. I think that needs to be the focus, said Bae. He also considers an interview that Lim did with CNN in January after his sentence was handed down a sign that the North Korean government is willing to negotiate. Global Affairs Canada has been unwilling to disclose their efforts to bring Lim home beyond consular visits and being fully engaged in the case since it began, with some criticizing them for not being vocal enough. Canada has a limited policy of controlled engagement with North Korea. So, you know, it's interesting, what sort of machinations have to go on just to get somebody released out of there. Bae says, in my case, the American government didn't criticize North Korean action. The reason I was there for 735 days is obviously because of a difference of opinion. So, again, if you're going to take a risk and go to North Korea, I wish you the best, man. But the littlest thing over there could set them off. And you never know if you're going to come home.
Yeah. And every time we talk about North Korea, I'm always reminded of the documentary that National Geographic did. And I actually did a search to find the name. It came out in 2007 called Inside North Korea, where Lisa Ling went into North Korea with a group of medical missionaries. And it's just so amazing the way the people in Korea responded to things. So they actually got the ability to go into the apartment of one of the patients that was having a cataract surgery done. And all of the pictures inside the apartment
were of Dear Leader.
Were of Dear Leader and Dear Leader's family.
Mm-hmm.
So
not any of their own family.
Correct.
Right.
So Lisa, through the translator, asked, which is your favorite picture? Oh, they're all our favorite. I can't choose just one. I like all of them the same. Mm-hmm. They're all my favorite. And then she asked the question, can Dear Leader do anything wrong? And the response was, from the translator, I don't understand what you're asking.
Yeah, they just don't understand the concept.
Could not wrap their head around the concept of whether or not Dear Leader was capable of doing anything wrong. Right. They understood the concept of right and wrong.
Right.
And they know who Dear Leader is. They understood that. But they could not wrap their head around the concept of thinking about Dear Leader doing anything wrong.
It's incomprehensible to them.
Yes.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Airbnb lawsuit against a city that's trying to shut them down. Your freedom to share is under constant attack by these government goons. We'll tell you about that on the way. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about traveling, and I'm planning on doing some early next year. Mark and I are going to be heading down to Acapulco, along with a bunch of other great libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types, including Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, a couple of Free Talk Live hosts there are going to be attending. Former co-host Christopher David from Arcade City, Lauren Rumpler, Carlos Morales, Tone Vase, many more. You can go to anarchapulco.com to get your early bird tickets. Learn more about the annual event that's held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. They will be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, policy, or politics rather, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, February 25th through the 28th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We're going to be putting together Free Talk Live on site. And anarchapulco.com is where you can go for your early bird tickets. Again, February 25th through the 28th, anarchapulco.com, as we continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back home to the United States. We've been doing some international stuff in the first hour and a half of the show here, Ian and Daryl in the studio. But now back to the war on sharing that many cities and governments around the world have been waging against companies like Uber and Lyft in the ride-sharing business and Airbnb in the vacation sharing or the home sharing business, the room shares.
There was even something where it was like a little give a thing, take a thing in San Francisco that got shut down for some kind of like unlawful yard sale or something. I'll try to find that story.
It's like one of those little book things where you can put, put a book in and take a book.
No, it's somebody that just had set stuff up on the sidewalk where it was random knickknacks. Like there was, you know, books.
You need a permit for that.
Other stuff. It wasn't a yard sale.
Well, you need a permit anyway. This is California. Or that was. This isn't. We're in New Hampshire. Airbnb isn't done with lawsuits over home rental laws, the story from Engadget.com that it doesn't like, not by a long shot. It's suing the city of Santa Monica now over a municipal code that effectively bans vacation rental services through severe restrictions. For instance, you have to be at home in order to rent your house out, and you have to obtain a business license, for example, as well as reporting requirements that are ridiculous. For one thing, Airbnb's lawsuit claims that the rules violate multiple aspects of the U.S. Constitution. They're allegedly a violation of free speech by dictating what content people can publish. Airbnb also claims they infringe on search and seizure rights by requiring the disclosure of sensitive customer information without legal procedures, and tread on due process rights because they're both vague and don't notify you of potential lawbreaking. Now, this isn't a surprise because the way governments tend to work is they'll go ahead and just make it illegal, even though it might be illegal what they made illegal, meaning that the process that they used, the law that they passed, the ordinance itself, the wording of it, the things that it requires, many government ordinances at the local town or city level or state statutes, federal codes, a lot of this stuff is illegal by the Constitution, but because most people can't afford to actually challenge the state, well, then they just keep getting away with being illegal. They keep getting away with all of this illegality by their own rules.
Yes.
So, you know, we've seen this happen here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, where there was a ban on the legal
synthetic
drugs.
Synthetic cannabinoids. Yes.
Synthetic cannabis, but synthetic drugs in general. They banned those things here in Keene, even though the city attorney said out loud during a meeting, and I'm paraphrasing, that basically if this gets challenged, it's going to be overturned as illegal. He basically told the city council, yeah, what you're doing is not legal. But they went ahead and voted overwhelmingly, I believe unanimously, for the ban anyway.
And then, well, there was a federal ban, so it makes the local ban
I thought the state passed
anyway.
A ban. I know there was
the
a federal ban.
The state did as
too.
Well.
But yes.
Remember that there was that thing where Fat Stuff, the local head shop, when they got raided, it was presumably because they, along with a bunch of other places across the country, were violating the federal ban on selling synthetic cannabinoids.
So even though what you're saying is true, that the other jurisdictions, the state and the feds, did ban these things eventually, there was still a period of time in which the city of Keene's ordinance was
correct.
The only ban in place, and that was illegal
correct.
Because in New Hampshire we don't have what's called home rule, and I think that we're better off because of it in general, but we don't have home rule, so that means that cities and towns in New Hampshire, and there's over 200 of them, 200 towns in New Hampshire is a lot,
yes.
They cannot make their own laws up unless they're specifically authorized to do so. So that's one example. There was another one in the Lakes towns. There's Guilford. The town of Guilford has a ban on female toplessness. Sorry, that's illegal. It's not illegal on the state level for a female to be topless, nor a male to be topless. So therefore, making it illegal at a town level without any specific authorization, illegal. And the court, when they finally actually charged a couple of women with being topless there last year in the summertime, the court ruled in favor of the women and basically said, yep, this law is unconstitutional.
And technically, the way the indecency statute is written in New Hampshire, a woman could walk around completely naked and there's nothing they could do.
Well, they could do something about it, but it probably would be overturned.
Not from a legal standpoint.
Right. I mean, they can go and
arrest
her.
The state statute says that it shall be unlawful to expose one's genitals in public. female genitalia
is internal.
Yeah,
well, it would be interesting to see that argument being made in court, because I think you may be right. The judge may have to go ahead and rule in favor of
the defendants. He could deny, you know, science and say, somebody saw vulva, so therefore guilty.
So back to the story here from The Consumerist as well as Engadget.com. It was May of 2015 when the California city of Santa Monica, you know, the one with the famous pier that's in just about every beach movie ever made, revised its laws to effectively bar most Airbnb rentals. And now the home sharing platform is accusing the city of violating the Constitution and multiple federal laws. So the Chapter 6.20 of the Santa Monica Municipal Code prohibits all, quote, vacation rental activity, unquote, which is defined by the ordinance as a rental of 30 or fewer days where the guest and the homeowner are not staying together on the property. So if a Santa Monica resident was going away for 2 weeks and wanted to rent out their home via Airbnb while they were away, that would not be allowed. Even if a homeowner in Santa Monica were going to be present during that short-term rental, the city requires that hosts obtain a business license, assume responsibility, and, quote, actively prevent any nuisance activities that may take place as a result of home-sharing activities, while also complying with all local health, safety, building, fire protection, and rent control laws. And I'm sure the average homeowner is well aware of all of those ordinances, right? Everybody just spends all their time reading through the ordinances of the city of Santa Monica, because that's what people do with their fun, free time, is read ordinances.
No, most people go ahead and do whatever they want to and then ask, you know, if it ever comes to it, they ask forgiveness later.
And if you're gonna,
instead of asking permission, because it's so difficult to ask permission.
Right.
There's a thing here in New Hampshire that somebody created called Gen Court Mobile, you can go and, you know, click on various pieces of legislation, and whenever there's an update to that piece of legislation, I get an email if it's something that I've followed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a piece of legislation, had an update today, relative to a one-stop shop for business licenses at the state level. Because there's so many different places that you have to go check with this department, that department. How about just make the state tell you all the forms you need?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a streamlining, but of course the best option would be to get rid of business licenses entirely.
Correct.
The toll-free number is 855-453.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want, and we're going to go right into your calls and thoughts here. But don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links that you'll see there to Amazon and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff that you want and get the usual great Amazon deals and free Super Saver shipping and everything. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just go into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we'll talk more about the lawsuit that's been filed by Airbnb against the city of Santa Monica. First, though, Gamma Blast is on in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gamma Blast.
Hey, guys. I didn't know the subject when I called, but this kind of fits in since you were talking about city ordinances.
All right.
My shock today, I was walking up the lakefront, Chicago lakefront, and I saw this sign. Notice, all containers, bags, and other belongings are subject to search.
Whoa!
Chicago Park District Ordinance MCC 1036-100.
Speaking of illegal ordinances, yeah, that sounds highly illegal.
And all that supposedly to control alcohol, because then it says on the bottom, prohibits possession of alcohol on public park property. So I was like, whoa.
Had you been there previously and not seen the signage? Is it new, or do you think it's been there for a while?
That's what I'm not sure. Usually I'm rollerblading or bike riding, and I'm really not paying attention to the signs, but today I just happened to be walking. And I noticed the signs. I thought, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, it's my understanding is you do not have to consent to a search. I'm not an attorney, but as long as the container isn't an obvious can of beer or something like that, like if it says Budweiser on it or it's an obvious can of beer, then, you know, that it's labeled as a beer, then that's enough probable cause for them to search you. But otherwise, if you've just got like a bottle that's closed, they cannot have you hand that over for a search unless you consent.
They're also saying that bags. So what I'm thinking... Right. So what I'm thinking is if somebody, let's say they go to the corner store and pick up a six pack and they're walking through the park to get back to their house or their apartment, the cops could just, you know, everybody that leaves the corner store that then walks into the park, we're confiscating your beer, no beer for you.
Well, of course, they know if you've got a bag, that's also someplace people will hide marijuana or a pipe or something like that. So they're going to find people with all manner of different things that they should not be able to find. And normally, we've dealt with this over the years here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the police will target college students for this similar concept of, oh, you've got a backpack on and you're outside of school campus? Well, let's hand it over. I'm going to have to ask you to search that bag. And then, of course, because they ask in a very demanding style, the college students don't know their rights.
I have to ask, because if I just say, hand over the bag, that's illegal.
That's illegal, right.
And
so,
and here they'll probably point to the sign. See the sign, you're subject
right.
to search.
Yeah, I think that is a clearly illegal ordinance, and it would be interesting to see what the attorneys in the area think about that and if somebody could challenge it.
It'd be interesting to see if somebody has already challenged it.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. Thanks for sharing that, Gamma. What else was on your mind tonight? Anything else?
No other stuff that I want to get into. That's it.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. I mean, that just seems like it's ripe for a lawsuit. It seems like if you got an attorney, if that hasn't been challenged yet, find an attorney who is, you know, knows a thing or two about the right to privacy.
Hello, ACLU?
Yeah.
Yes, there's this ordinance in Chicago that I'd like to challenge, please.
And then set them up. Get somebody with a video camera, maybe make them look a little disheveled or whatever, because they're probably not going to pick on somebody who's wearing a suit. So, you know, bring a hippie out there or somebody who looks like one and or a black guy and then, you know, put a backpack on them, give them a paper bag with, you know, a soda inside it or something like that, you know, like put a soda bottle in the paper bag. The way it looks like you're a homeless person drinking alcohol from a paper bag. Have somebody nearby who has a video camera or put a hidden camera. I don't know what. Oh, wait. Isn't Illinois one of the two-party consent states?
Yes. Crap. Yes, it is.
Well, now. Okay. So there have been court decisions, at least in New Hampshire, that have verified that you have the right to record a police agent surreptitiously.
Not,
but I don't think Illinois
not
has had
out of
those
New
decisions.
Hampshire. It was out of the first district court.
No, there was a New Hampshire district court decision, actually, that verified that, yes, you do have the right to record police officers surreptitiously. The case was out of Manchester, I believe, Manchester District Court, where a man was recording police inside his own home when they were searching his home, and they got mad about it because, hey, that's wiretapping. Well, the judge threw out the case and said, you have a right to record the police.
Okay, yeah, and he cited the previous precedent set by the First Circuit. And,
I think he did, yeah.
Specifically Glick, but also re-upheld in the Garrick case as
yeah.
well.
So I don't know what the law would be there in Illinois. I don't know what the current status is.
I do believe that I remembered reading something about a year ago, maybe, where there was a court in Illinois that did recognize the Glick decision and said that even though this is not precedent for this specific area, because Glick, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, you know, would be some precedent, but again, yeah.
You're treading on dangerous ground.
Seek legal advice before doing any kind of anything
but
with that.
In theory, this could be very, very interesting to set up the police and see if they'll go ahead and take the bait. And then if so, you may have something that you can get a payout on. Like an attorney might be able to get paid real well. The victim might be able to get paid real well for a clear, obvious violation of the right to privacy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, look, hey, it's basic. One of the basic rules of this country is that they're supposed to, if they want to search something, have probable cause for it. They're supposed to have a warrant specifically to search the thing. Not just because some city council has passed an ordinance that says, well, if you're in this area, then we get to search you. No, no, no. It's not supposed to work that way.
Even though, you know, not even supposed to.
Yeah. So even though they obviously pass illegal ordinances all the time, and that's what we're talking about here with Airbnb suing the city of Santa Monica over Chapter 6.20 of their municipal code prohibiting vacation rental activity for anything less than 30 days if you are not there. You can be there, but even if you are there, you still have to have a business license. You still have to have responsibility and actively prevent any so-called nuisance activities. And you have to comply with all local health, safety, building, fire protection, and rent control laws. So how many people who are going to rent out a room to some, you know, temporary crashers are going to take the time to read through and know any of the health, safety, building, fire protection, and rent control laws? Come on, you're just renting a couch to somebody.
And based on my reading of that, or actually my listening of this, they said it's illegal to rent something for less than 30 days.
That's correct.
Which means that,
unless you're home to be there.
Right.
And you follow all the laws.
But
business license.
If you're renting an apartment to someone on a month-to-month basis, it is illegal to rent to them for the month of February because February has
less than 30 days. That's true. So in spite of the fact that most short-term rentals are prohibited by this ordinance, it also has additional requirements for listing platforms like Airbnb. They must not only collect and remit taxes to the city, but they must regularly provide the city with a list of all of their properties in Santa Monica, along with the name of the homeowner, the length of each stay, and the price paid for each rental. So basically, they're regulating Airbnb to say, if you want to do business in Santa Monica, you got to snitch on everyone. All of your people that are using your app, you've got to tell on them to the city of Santa Monica, so the city of Santa Monica enforcers knows who they can go and enforce upon. And so that's part of the reason why Airbnb is suing. Violations of said ordinance could result in penalties of up to $500 and 6 months in prison. Since the city enacted the ordinance, Airbnb says it's received multiple notices from the city demanding the removal of hundreds of allegedly unlawful vacation rentals. All of these prohibitions and requirements violate an array of constitutional protections and federal laws, contends Airbnb in their lawsuit filed Friday in Los Angeles. First up, the requirement that Airbnb provide reports on its Santa Monica hosts and remove their listings at the city's request. The company contends this is a violation of the Communications Decency Act, which provides that provides websites a safe harbor from liability for content posted by third parties. The company says it can't be held liable if a Santa Monica homeowner lists an unlawful vacation rental as this is third-party content that Airbnb merely hosts. So it's basically saying that, look, you know, it's not our job to be the cops here. We're not your subsidiary. We're not here to do your bidding. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll keep an eye on this, and there's more about the lawsuit coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.